Now, a word of warning. My next guest has a selection of medium-sized incendiary devices to fling in the matter of planning in this town. How you react might depend on whether you think that matters are mostly ticking along quite nicely and we're well on our way to being a bigger and more exciting city, or if you think, as he does, that we face incipient decline as a living city and a national capital, and that self-government has been the death knell for our status as a planned national capital. And Tony Powell should know. He's the former commissioner of the National Capital Development Commission between 1974 and 1985. On Thursday at lunchtime, he's speaking at the Theo Notaris Centre as part of the Canberra Conversation public lecture series with the Institute of Governance and Policy Analysis. And he's with me here in the studio. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Genevieve.
Now, when you rang me last week about this, I wasn't sure whether you should be donning a helmet against the return fire or to tell you just to put the gloves on so you're not burnt while you're tossing this lot. You're not holding back on the topic of planning and where we're all going. So before we get into the details, how angry are you about all this?
Genevieve, this is not a good introduction. look, I'm supposed to be, my wife has said to me, you've got to be reasonable and calm and constructive. Look, let me tell you what happened. I had a phone call from John Stanhope about 4 weeks ago, and he, in his role as professorial fellow at the University of Canberra, and he said he wanted to arrange a seminar about issues where there's just increasing conflict between community groups and the ACT government.
Mm. And I've certainly witnessed a great deal of that myself through meetings, yeah, through discussions, through events, yeah, that take place. There is a very, yeah, big tension for, yeah, whatever reason.
Yeah. Mm. And I said to him that what he's seeing, what we're all seeing, is really a process of urban decline. And what I mean by that is that if you just recognising we're in the 28th year of self-government, and the territory government has done well in relation to education and health, hospitals, partly because those professions, the doctors and teachers, are well organised and they provide vital services. But when you get to urban planning and development, the record, I have to say, is poor. And so if you... And the way in which urban development is in decline is evidenced by, for example, the wanton destruction of Northbourne Avenue, of an important part of the spatial fabric of Canberra. The destruction of it is wanton. The second thing is that there are significant numbers of residents in old Canberra fighting to save the garden city elements of the city. There are other elements of urban design, urban destruction that I could go on about. But in this talk, I identify about a dozen issues or aspects of urban decline. And I try to end on a positive note by arriving at conclusions about what I think the ACT government needs to do or how it needs to react. Now, just to give you two examples of that, one conclusion I come to is that the ACT government isn't handling urban design and planning issues as well as it does health and education, largely because it doesn't have the staff to do that work. In other words, both the National Capital Authority and the ACT Planning and Land Authority have been stripped of all their professional staff. They've been reduced in terms of their budgets. I would think that the National Capital Authority's probably got about 4 professional people. And so I end up on that theme by saying the ACT government really needs to rebuild the ACT public service so that it has people, architects, engineers, town planners, etc., capable of not only giving the government reliable advice and guidance, but also become an important source of information. And the other conclusion I come to, my final conclusion, which is rather more dramatic, is that I believe that sometime within about the next 30 to 40 years, the Commonwealth Parliament will vote to return the ACT to the state of New South Wales.
Well, that is one of the sort of incendiary ideas, and certainly I know it's one that resonates with some of our listeners. But let's just talk about this connection with self-government. We've got the perennial fact that the government's revenue base is small and therefore dependent on land sales.
Yeah.
And not necessarily directed towards actual housing needs, because in your argument, they need to make money more than they need to worry about needs.
Mm.
But you've also challenging this contention about who should be developing 21st century Canberra. You say that we don't benefit from a private enterprise model for driving the city's development, that this is a national capital. It must therefore have a public focus and public planning. How is that a timely argument for now and not one from the past?
Well, it's a timely argument, but the no territory government has ever been able in the 28 years to engage effectively with the private sector. The private sector itself is its own worst enemy, because it doesn't gauge with the ACT government either. And what I mean by that is that it is really up to private enterprise to display to the territory government the things that it thinks it can do best, and in other respects, therefore, should support other aspects of the territory government that will flow from the development of offices and houses and that sort of thing. And in a sense, what I'm concluding is that the present ACT government is not well informed and informative. It's attitudinal. And it doesn't the ACT government doesn't in a way match the efficiency and intelligence of the private sector, and because of that, it's constantly getting sort of a bit narky when it's dealing with the private sector. Now, I don't see how we'll ever get out of that, you know, and that's really what I'm saying is that I think it will be in the interests of future generations of ACT residents to be transferred back to the state of New South Wales, because then the residents of the ACT are in a state milieu and therefore have all the normalities of local government, et cetera,
And look, again, if we can go back to the idea that we need to know where the money comes from. As we've said, this is a cash-strapped small government, and if there's one thing you can bet on in the federal budget every year, it's that nobody will be standing on the floor of Parliament talking about investing in infrastructure in Canberra.
No, exactly.
I mean, it's just a complete reality that people don't want to make that investment.
Your
argument would be that if we were subsumed back into New South Wales, that if we retained our special role as the national capital, but then we would have a fairer chance at a kind of infrastructure and development progress that befitted the 380,000 people or whatever it is who live here.
Yeah, and I'm saying it will happen. The lessons of history are that it will happen, and so, for example, the ACT government should be engaging with the federal government about the terms and conditions under which self-government was dumped on us, and the Hawke government said, oh, well, you know, we'll give them self-government, and then if they need money, they can sell land. Well, that dependence has completely distorted the land market. So Canberra's the third most expensive housing in Australia, which is ridiculous.
And you worry a lot about our homelessness rates too, yeah, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's a significant thing, the fact that we have the second highest per capita homelessness in Australia. I mean, that's a very sad commentary on the whole process of self-government in the ACT.
But just on that matter of self-government and who's in charge, it'll be almost 20 years come the next election since we had a change of government. That means weak opposition. It means entrenched thinking. It means complacency about how things operate. Now, I say that on the presumption that our politicians across the board are generally well-meaning and trying to do a good job. Yeah. But we don't have a mechanism for change that challenges anyone anymore.
No, and in part of my lecture, I talk about the need to energise the Canberra community, which has, if you like, a public service ethos of not being, in a sense, contaminated with engagement with government. And so every 3 years, everybody rolls up, makes the same sort of votes, mainly to the Labor Party, as it happens. And they don't realise that their children, that's my grandchildren's generation, have almost no prospect of ever owning a house, and increasingly you won't be able to live here. My grandchildren, my grandchildren, are beginning to move to Melbourne and other places simply because the opportunities aren't here.
So, Tony, if this is as urgent as you believe it to be, and we've seen some changes around the edges. We've seen the LDA split into two, for example, after that very damaging report from the Auditor-General on its lack of transparency and accountability. But what do you think can be done to change the direction in which we're heading?
Well, in my lecture, I don't have the answer to that. All I can really do, and what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to get across the idea that there's just that one part of the ACT and its government that isn't progressing. It's in decline. And until the government and the community start to get concerned about that, then that trend will continue. And I could go on and say, for example, I noticed that the Woden Valley community are having a meeting now with ACPLA, and because the ACPLA's response to the problems of Woden Valley, Woden Town Centre, is to build a whole lot of 28-storey apartment buildings.
Well, in fact, I've just had a tweet from Martin who says, what does Tony think of plans for high-rise in our town centres, which will be higher than the city centre? No other city will have that.
Well, in the case of Woden Town Centre, I'm going to write to the community council and point out that to solve the problems of Woden Town Centre is an extraordinarily difficult thing to do. In town planning terms and urban design terms, it's extremely difficult. And so unless the ACPLA sets up a group of about maybe 15 to 20 people of architects, engineers, town planners, landscape designers, economists, sociologists, as a constant team, no consultants in sight, over a period of the next 5 to 10 years. That's the sort of force, that's the kind of energy you need to address a question like that, which is not on the same planet as the ACT government sees the situation.
But your contention, as you said earlier, is that the NCA and ACPLA don't have sufficient resourcing to be able to exercise that kind of independent action.
They've got no math, and they've got no money, and they've got no skill. I mean, the people who work in ACPLA as notionally town planners, all they do is process development applications. They don't actually do any planning.
Tony,
no, I'm sorry to say, I wanted this to be much more positive.
Well,
empathetic, etc. I'm failing here.
Well, you've forwarded me the speech about Canberra's incipient decline, and so you've probably got what you asked for. Yeah. A couple of texts. One saying, thank goodness you've resurfaced to speak out in regard to the destruction of our garden city. Owen's texted to say Tony's right on the money. He should be the chief minister rather than bar the developer's friend. I don't think you had any intention of going back into it. But from numbers of other people, Jane says Tony's right. Many of us mourn for the Canberra we could have been. Someone else thinks that you're being very disrespectful, though. Tanya's texted to say Tony's got every right to his opinion. As a proud Canberran of 25 years, whose father worked as an economist for the NCDC, professionals at the time made decisions we're still living with and trying to correct. Tanya thinks Canberra's developing now into the place which I, my colleagues, friends and family want to live. Well, look, I'm just going to give the details of Tony's talk because it is an opinion divider. Planning is the thing that really, puts the cat among the pigeons. So on Thursday, the 25th of May, at the Theo Notaris Multicultural Centre Function Room, Tony will be speaking between 12:30 and 1:30. It's part of the Canberra Conversation Public Lecture Series, as Tony was saying, suggested to him by John Stanhope, and run by the Institute of Governance and Policy Analysis. Tony, thanks for coming in and hurling a few of those incendiaries and kicking off the conversation. Good to have you here.
And thank you, Genevieve, for allowing me to expose myself.
It's my pleasure. You asked for it, you've got it. Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Tony Powell, who's the former NCDC commissioner, and his contention that we face incipient decline as a living city and a national capital.